Welcome back. This final segment is going to concern, some time ago I reviewed a film called Leaps of Faiths that was premiering on WTTW Channel 11. I found it, for very personal reasons, but also for universal reasons, very moving, almost, and very, very enlightening film. It is about, I'm going to let them tell me. The producers of this fine film, good people too, David Kovacs and Stephen Ordower are on the line. How are you guys?
Oh, great, Rick. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Rick. We're great.
Tell me the seed. I remember it, but tell the listeners the seed of this film. What I think it had to do with you guys learning that a large number, that there were a large number of interreligious marriages taking place. Yes?
That's right, Rick. You know, people just fall in love. And
Oh, my God, yeah.
What happens about religion? Well, that may not be the first or second thing they think about, but it might be the third or fourth.
Yeah.
And Steve and I met through an organization called the Family School in Chicago, which mm-hmm. is hosted at Old St. Patrick's Church. It's a school for interfaith families and couples. And it's a place where kids learn about both Judaism and Catholicism side by side in classes taught by parents.
See, one of the things, having had a father who was raised in the Jewish tradition and a mother who was raised in the Catholic tradition, both of whom had sort of fallen away from religion by the time I was born, one of the things that really, it almost made me jealous, fellas, that I thought, oh my God, seeing some of these young people who had been exposed to both religions and seeing how that had enriched their lives really made me kind of jealous. Were you surprised by that?
You know, Rick, I can, this is Steve, I can relate to that sentiment completely.
Sure.
I had a very perfunctory upbringing, being raised Jewish, and watching both my two children being brought up in an environment where they're you know, it's such an enriching environment where they're being fostered to think critically.
Yep.
And openly and
yeah.
lovingly, and see their parents come together around this interfaith dynamic, which is very, very unique, and the thoughtfulness that comes about from these children going through this. This school and living in this environment is remarkable. And that's what really spurred my wife and I to get involved in the Family School. So I can totally relate to that.
Well, one of the things, you guys, as filmmakers, you will admit that you guys got really lucky, too, in having two of the most extraordinary religious figures that I have ever met, Rabbi Alan Schechter and Father John Cusick, the guys who, they're sort of pioneers in this interfaith thing, aren't they?
They really were.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, it was very hard for couples who wanted to have a co-officiant at their wedding and get married by a priest and a rabbi. John and Alan were incredibly brave. And then after the wedding, then it's like, well, we're going to have a baby. Can you guys do a joint baby naming and baptism? And they looked at each other and they said, okay.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, these kids were ready for school. What do you think about a school like this? And what comes out in the film is just such a beautiful moment when they talk about how their friendship has grown as a priest and a rabbi. And Alan now lives in Montana, and a couple weeks ago he was diagnosed with COVID-19 and went through a really rough patch. He's doing much better. We're really happy that he's on the road to recovery. But one of his first calls from the rabbi was to his good friend, the priest, John Cusick.
Yep.
Yeah, Rick, and, you know, I've told David that I would regularly get moved while we were filming, watching these friendships develop, not just with them.
Yeah.
But there was another priest, our father, Tom Hurley, and
of Old St. Pat's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Ari Moffick, and they would, and Evan Moffick, her husband, is also a rabbi, and, you know, watching religious leaders like genuinely foster friendships is it's a miracle to me, because we all know one of the toughest lines to cross in society are religious lines, and to see the leaders of religious organizations come together in genuine friendship is something that I think it's just a beautiful thing, and it generates this it sets a tone for acceptance that was one of the main reasons that motivated me to get involved in making the film, because when we were sitting in these adult education conversations, and David and I didn't know each other, even though we both grew
right,
up in Hyde
right,
Park.
Right, right.
And so when I was listening to this incredible honesty where people were sharing their stories and their struggles, I was just blown away by the honesty, because if you go into an interfaith marriage and you don't really understand how to accept the other person, your marriage will not last. It has no chance.
Yeah.
And so David and I, very early on, realized this is an incredible structure to have people practice genuine acceptance on a level that's very rarely seen.
I'd like to think that your film will lead to a greater kind of acceptance of this, but there are still, in this country, it's problematic when one falls in love with someone of a different religion. I mean, it not only problematic, it can be disastrous, can it?
Yeah, sure. And it's beyond religion, too. It's intercultural. You know, it's people of different races, different ethnic. You know, the really fascinating thing is there's no wrong answers here. I mean, a number of people have chosen to try to raise their kids in both faiths, but it's equally great if they want to raise their children in one faith or the other or in no faith.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is that the parents are on the same page and the kids see that their parents are wanting to experience this all together as a family.
Yeah.
And so it's really whatever choice. And we in the film, we walk the path of what other people have chosen as well as our own. And in addition to the priests that we mentioned and the rabbis, the wonderful Rabbi Chava Bailey, who sings so beautifully in the film, and Rabbi Ike Serrata and Father Bernie Peterzak. I mean, these are incredibly brave, learned, and sensitive people who have really shown the way to so many couples and families.
Well, just as on another one of my personal notes, to see in the film my buddy Will Kamen, who is the son of a former Tribune writer, Barbara Kamen, and my current, he used to be my deskmate when we worked in an office, the Pulitzer Prize winning architecture critic, Blair Kamen. Listening to Will talk was for me, quite special. I'm sure it was for you, too. He's an articulate young guy, and he is the product. I mean, he is the result of doing it right.
Totally. Rick, something you said, I mean, again, the thoughtfulness that these children display, especially as they get older and move into adulthood, is really remarkable and refreshing, and we need more of that in the world, no doubt about it. However they get it is a beautiful thing, and if this paradigm gives it to them, great. And, you know, when you can't, you know, I just wanted to touch on what you said before is, you know, interfaith, intercultural marriages can be problematic, and really what David and I learned is that's just a matter of perspective.
Yes.
Because, you know, like, if you love somebody in any situation, well, then you create the world around to support that love and that devotion and that commitment. And that is the most beautiful thing I have witnessed, one of the most beautiful things I've witnessed outside of the birth of my children in my life. And, you know, like, because there's never any agreement. And so, you know, there's never any, you know, as we see the tumultuous nature with people exercising their right to protest for the rights of minorities and African-American people in this. It's like, no, the people are taking a stand. Black, white, Latino saying, no, we're committed to this. And, yeah, that is problematic.
Sure.
But, you know, they're taking a committed stand in the name of something greater, and we see this again and again. And I got to tell you, the people that are in these interfaith marriages, Rick, are alive.
Yeah.
They're way more alive than most people you walk, you bump into in life, and it's so refreshing because they're just like awake and alive and vibrant because they're creating their life in an ongoing fashion, as opposed to, okay, well, I do my role, and
right,
this is what we
right,
do, and
right,
we go
right.
through them. You know what I mean?
Well, it's they are able to have conversations with people who are not like them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing that seems to be splitting apart a lot of this country and a lot of other places and a lot,
exactly.
of, and a lot of this mm-hmm. world, that they are open to the art of conversation, and thereby that gives sort of starts to pave the road to understanding, not to overly romanticize it, but what do you think about that?
Well, it happens because, you know, when you see the evidence is in the kids,
yeah.
like you're pointing to Will.
Yeah.
You see, you know, I see it in my children.
One of the things about Will, we follow five kids.
Yeah, I know
and
that.
And we hear them when they're 13, 14, 15, when they've had this K through 8 curriculum where they learn both of these faiths, and everybody wants to know, so how do they turn out? Well, then we visit them
they
turn as
out.
23, 24, forming adults, and it's so fascinating to hear how they've made this journey and where they are, and they're still searching. My wife and I have two kids, 32 and 29, and they're still searching, but they know that as they grew up, they learned and they were able to process it and think about it and talk about it. And you ask them today, they'll say that it's opened their eyes and opened their souls to other people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all those kids as adults seem a-okay to me, to put it simply. How many of these? We got to take a break, but I want to talk about the reception of the film beyond my rave review of it. But it's now available on Amazon, iTunes, and all these other sites. It's also mm-hmm. there's a website, leapsoffaiths.org. But hang on, fellas. I want to talk to you about how this is not a petri dish in Chicago. This is sort of spread to other cities, and I'm wondering how optimistic you are that will go on. So we'll be back momentarily with David Kovacs and Stephen Ordauer, the filmmakers of Leaps of Faiths. Welcome back. I'm talking with the filmmakers David Kovacs and Stephen Ordauer about their amazing film, a hopeful film, a film that I hope leads to even more understanding. It is called Leaps of Faith. It basically focuses a lot on the Chicago Interfaith Family School that was started here in 1993, thanks to my good buddy John Cusick and Rabbi Shuker Scher. Are there other schools like this around the country, fellas?
Yeah. One is right in the Chicago suburbs in Mount Prospect. It's called the Union School
mm-hmm.
for Interfaith Families. It's
That's featured in the film,
school.
Right? Yeah.
And then we have two other organizations that we're very close with. In Washington, D.C., the Interfaith Families Project has been around for as long as we have, over 25 years.
Mm.
They're located in suburban Washington and Maryland. And then in New York, there's the Interfaith Community, which has a number of facilities throughout the New York metro area.
Do you think I think of politics these days, and I just think that this is such a I love the film. What was the reception for the film? I'm sure people were enlightened and maybe even inspired. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we the first film festival we played at was the Jewish JCC Jewish Community Film Festival. And David and I had no idea what type of reception we were going to get at all.
Because,
some Jewish people have an issue with marrying outside of Judaism because of the numbers since World War II and all that. And
that's
it was
let me stop you for a second. That is an increasingly heated issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, but when you think about it, 80%, Pew did a research study of the Jewish landscape in 2013, and they found that 80% of Reformed Jews who got married were intermarried.
Wow.
And a majority of American Jews today are partnered with someone of a different cultural or religious background.
Mm.
So it's very controversial, but what we're finding is that there's increasing support in the Jewish community of synagogues reaching out to welcome interfaith families, and this is one way that they're being welcomed.
Yeah, and the reception, Rick, I got to tell you, was filled with fascination and inspiration, and a lot of people that were so thankful that we made the film that were in similar situations, and they had no idea about these institutions where these communities have been formed and established and are very helpful.
Wow.
And then after the festival, it ran on WTTW, and we were told it reached 25,000 homes. So the word is getting out.
That's good. Well, what are you? I know you guys are now sort of promoting as best you can, as best one can in these weird COVID pinched days. The movie is now available on Amazon, iTunes, and other of those watch TV sites. It's also, can they order it from the Leaps of Faith's website?
Yeah, if you go to leapsoffaiths.org, then it'll have a button that says rental information, and it'll take you to our film distributor. It's called Film Movement, and it takes you right there, and it gives you the choice of watching it either on Amazon, iTunes, or Vudu, V-U-D-U,
Somewhat
new to me. But
yeah, I can't keep track of all these.
Yeah, me neither.
I can't. Like, I remember,
scary.
Let me get up and change the channel. Like, 2, 5, 7, 9, and 11,
in
and 12.
The TV
12 doesn't come in that well.
A little bit with some tinfoil. That's how I used to do it.
Exactly. Now, you two, obviously, you two filmmakers had a rewarding time working on this film. Are you thinking of any other collaborative efforts?
Well, honestly, David and I would love to do a series of films along these lines with different intercultural, relationships or marriages. We would love to. I mean, we had never worked together, and we have very similar sensibilities and also slightly different skill sets that complement each other. And it's like this organic, natural flow. So anything along, I think David and I are both very, very inspired by when people really cross boundaries in a courageous way, even though it's like, courage is when you act.
It's quite
when fear is present.
Yeah, but you have a point here that it's very quietly courageous. It's not, it's not stepping in front of a, mass gunman or something to save a life, but it is in its fashion, if not saving lives, enriching lives by showing that courage to say, look, we can make this, you're Jewish, you're Hindu, you're whatever, we can make this work. You know why? Because we're in love. Basically.
That's what we hope. We just hope that people who are dealing with the challenges of this can look at this and say, oh, other people have done it. There's a pathway here. And I'll tell you, it was a leap of faith for us. We totally self-financed this.
Oh, I know you did. Yo.
But the most amazing thing, Rick, was how many people stepped up who this story was their story, and they wanted to help us tell it. We are so grateful to the many people who donated on, GoFundMe, and then through the wonderful people at Chicago Filmmakers who were our fiscal sponsor. People have been very kind, and a special shout out to our good friend Newt Minow. God bless him. Saw the potential here and said, you guys need to get this story told.
Well, Newt is a very, very smart man, and you are terrific filmmakers. David
Thank
Kovacs.
You.
And Stephen Ordauer, Leaps of Faiths, now available on Amazon, iTunes, Vudu, and other places in the internet. You can also go to their website, leapsoffaiths.org. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye.